You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison knows its next top cop. John Patterson is the next Madison Chief of Police. He's been with the department since 1998. He's been the interim police chief for most of this year. He took over when Sean Barnes resigned in February. After a vote from the Police and Fire Commission last night, Patterson's role is now permanent. As part of the interview process, each candidate had a taped interview available online. In his, Patterson said,
"Over the last 27 years, I've committed myself to forming deep relationships and trust with our community. I've emphasized the tenets of community policing and procedural justice. I've prioritized effective communication and transparency, and I work to ensure that data is always at the foundation of our operations. Madison's the only community that I want to serve. I love this community."
He beat out two other finalists in getting the gig, Madison Training Captain Stephanie Drescher and Milwaukee Assistant Chief Stephen Johnson. Two children were killed and 17 more people injured in Minneapolis yesterday in a shooting during Mass at Annunciation Catholic School. There have been 134 school shootings so far this year. That's according to the K-12 School Shooting Database, a comprehensive tracker of school shootings in the U.S. As more details emerged from Minneapolis yesterday, Democratic state lawmakers in Wisconsin were pushing to ban concealed carry on college campuses.
"In terms of our drafting, it's quite simple. Wisconsin already has gun-free school zones across the state, and this bill simply applies those protections to college campuses."
State Senator Kelda Royes of Madison at a press conference announcing a new bill. It would make having a gun on campus a misdemeanor, even with a concealed carry license. Nessa Blyle is president of the UW-Madison chapter of Students Demand Action.
"As a current college student and a mass shooting survivor, I understand the importance of maintaining communities in which people can safely learn, work, live, and play."
Concealed carry in Wisconsin has been the law of the land since 2011. It requires a license to be legal, and there are some exemptions, like police stations, prisons, courthouses, and schools. Those exceptions don't apply, though, to UW campuses, but Wisconsin Administrative Code prohibits having dangerous weapons on university property. That's meant for a school like UW-Madison, concealed carry is allowed outside on campus grounds. But weapons, including guns, are banned in campus buildings and facilities and at athletic events. The bill has been introduced before. It faces an uphill battle in the current state legislature. FEMA employees were just in southeastern Wisconsin assessing damage from storms this month, and now FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management have some numbers. They estimate that 1,500 residential structures were destroyed or majorly damaged, and damage costs are estimated at over $33 million. Now Governor Evers has made the next step in getting disaster aid. He's requested a presidential disaster declaration from President Trump. The request comes when FEMA itself is politicized. The Washington Post reports that at least two FEMA employees have been put on leave after they signed a letter on Monday criticizing Trump administration changes to FEMA. The letter criticized specific changes at the federal agency, including new limits for approving contracts and reassigning some employees to ICE. The letter, signed by at least 180 former and current employees, warned that the changes could hurt FEMA's capacity to respond effectively to disasters. Meanwhile, a Madison area priest has been charged with child sex crimes. Bureau Chief Lisa Hale has more.
Father Andrew Showers was arrested over the weekend in Waupaca County when he traveled to Clintonville to meet a 14-year-old girl named Abby, who was actually a police officer. Showers was removed from active ministry by the Catholic Diocese of Madison after his arrest. His initial court appearance is scheduled for September 30th.
Showers was once assigned to the Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish in Madison that serves St. Raphael, Good Shepherd, and St. James School. He also once led the UW-Madison Catholic Student Center, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In his story, we've been following the kayaker who faked his own death last year, had his day in court on Tuesday. Reporter Bob Nelson has more.
During a hearing in Green Lake County Court Tuesday, Ryan Borgward entered a no-contest plea to a charge of obstructing an officer. Judge Mark Slate sentenced the former Watertown man to nearly twice as much jail time as was recommended in a plea agreement. The judge felt Borgward should serve the same amount of time that he was considered dead. Last week, Borgward paid $30,000 in restitution to be split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and DNR for the 58 days they searched the lake for him. There were no victims in the courtroom to make statements. District Attorney Jerice Laspisa spoke on their behalf, saying his entire plan to fake his death to devastate his family in order to serve his own selfish desire hinged on him dying in the lake and selling his death to the world. She said he didn't count on the determination and dedication of local law enforcement. Borgward met a woman from Eastern Europe online and, after faking his death, moved to the country of Georgia, where he got a job and an apartment. In a series of emails last November, the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office convinced him to move back to the U.S., and he gave himself up last December. Borgward gave a brief statement during the sentencing, saying, "I deeply regret the actions I did that night and all the pain I caused my family and friends." For Civic Media News, I'm Bob Nelson.
In media news, two Milwaukee radio stations are getting new owners and a new format. Bureau Chief Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Scanning the dial will soon be different in the Brew City. Two longtime radio stations, 102.1 WLUM and 93.3 WLBD, are being sold for $4 million to Christian broadcaster K-Love. The stations have been operated for years by the Milwaukee Radio Alliance. That was created in 1996 by former Packers star Willie Davis and a family-owned company in Pennsylvania. When federal regulators sign off, listeners will hear K-Love's Christian format in place of the current music.
I'm Sholly Pittman, 92.7 WMDX News. More news anytime at WMDXradio.com.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field, the ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Toon, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The Crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin-inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead-up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene? Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh-cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. An outside chance of a shower early, otherwise partial sunshine with a high near 73. Tonight, mostly clear, cool, and crisp with lows in the upper 40s. On Friday, mostly sunny, a great way to wrap up the work week with highs in the upper 60s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.